Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. Takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were taught that if a man loves the things of the world, then the love of God cannot be in him. Let's continue with that lesson today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When the earth shall crumble,
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light. That means they don't want to repent. They won't turn to the Lord. They love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Evil deed. Their deeds were evil. And they loved their sin. That's what's the idea. They wouldn't turn to the light because their deeds were evil. They loved darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil, and they love their evil deed. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. They hate holiness. They hate purity. When a Christian starts walking with the world, talking like the world, acting like the world, wants us to compromise with the world, they want to be relevant to the world, then they are not walking in light. And so, that one that does evil, loves the evil, loves the world, and the Bible tells 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If a man love the world, then the love of the Father is not in him. In other words, you don't have a true love for the Father because you know God is holy and you don't want those things in your life that would really disappoint and hurt the heart of someone you love. So the love of the Father is not in you. And so, again, John 3, we see in verse 24, everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh he to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. But he that doeth truth and cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are right in God. They are, yes, they are wrought in God. And so, again, a question that I have to ask myself as a Christian, do my deeds show that they are wrought in God? That these are things that God would have me to do? These are things that God wants me to do? Do they reveal that? If not, they should. Now, I brought us to this part because I wanted you to next see that before we go on, we've got to examine ourselves. Yes, we must examine ourselves. We told you what grace is and is not. We've looked here at these things of light and darkness. We've looked at these things here. Grace and mercy. Grace giving us what we don't deserve, eternal life, and mercy not giving us what we do deserve, eternal damnation. But he wants us to walk in light, not in darkness. Christian, how will it be for you at his appearing? Will you be in light? Will you be confident or shamed, saved so as by fire? Will it be in your life that he had a will for you? Because God has a will, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. God hath before ordained it. We should walk in them. So God has a will for you. You need to be doing it. You know what that will is specifically. Well, you may not if you're not really seeking his face and you're not committed to doing it if you do find it out. So turn to him and make a commitment of love, just a commitment. Your commitment to him is just as serious as a marriage commitment. Now, in marriage, the Bible goes in Ephesians chapter 5 and starts in verse 21 and up through most of the rest of the chapter, he's talking about marriage. And, you know, husbands love your wives, wives being subjected to your husbands, and people seem to emphasize those things. But really, he goes on talking about the husband-wife relationship. But really, he's talking about the relationship between Christ, where he says, it's a mystery. He says, I'm really speaking about Christ and the church in verse 32 there, Ephesians 5. That's your relationship with him, the pleased the Savior. Is your life pleasing him? Are you faithful in your church attendance? Do you tithe? Do you offer? Do you witness for the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Do you tell others about him? You try to get others in God's house? Do you pray for your preacher? Do you pray for your family? Do you pray daily on spiritual things? And on we could go about laying these things up. My friend, most of us, and most of you that are listening to me right now on this radio program, saying, I believe that Christ could come back at any moment. And that's right, he could. But the question is, do you really believe it? You know, when I was a little boy and I knew that my parents were coming home, we had to have the house clean, we had to have this done, that done. Man, we got on it. We made sure it was done. So when they got home, we would be able to sit down and not have to stand up for the next several hours. Okay? And some of you know what I'm talking about. So in the same manner, some are going to be ashamed at his appearing. Be ready, for in an hour such as think not, the Son of Man cometh. So, Christian friend, this part I'm talking to you. Is your life what it's supposed to be as a Christian in your local church, in your home, in your vocation? See, you're to be a light. That's what the Bible tells us. We're to be light. But men love darkness rather than light. Are you a light in the world for Christ? I've just given you some things there, just very briefly, just a moment ago, about are these things true in your life? But they should be. They're things for which you give an account. Christian, how many have put on a prayer list someone that's unsaved, but you never invite them to church to hear the gospel preached? Sometimes we'll get a list turned in before revival. We'll say people turn in those you're praying that will get saved during this revival, and they'll turn in names. You ask them, did they invite them to come? You get that blank stare. Why are you praying for someone to get saved? You're not even willing to try to invite them to come to church where they'd hear the gospel. You won't give them a salvation tract. Let me give you a little hint. With each tract that I give, and I've got one I've written, God's Plan of Salvation, that I tell people. I wrote that, and I'd like you to read it. But really, if I have God's a plan of salvation in any kind of a tract that gives a plan of salvation rightly, I'll ask people when I give it to them, hey, would you read this? What's in there changed my life? I'd like you to have it and read it. And you see on the back there's the name of our church. We'd like to invite you to come to that as well. But right, the important thing is that you would read that. Would you read that, please, when you get a chance? And a lot of times they will say yes, and sometimes I'm not interested. But really, at least that's something you're trying. You know, your county, your city, your community hasn't been fully evangelized. And yet you may have all kinds of tracts sitting in your church for you to take, and you're not using them. Get out there and do it. Why? Because we've just been reading about this grace. This grace has appeared unto all men here. Grace is for all, so why aren't we spreading it? Maybe right now, Christian friend, you need to pray and ask God to get you back to there. Maybe you want to pray like this. Would you just stop and I'll pray a prayer. And if you mean it, as I pray these words, repeat them in your heart. Let it be your prayer. Amen it to God for yourself, would you? Our precious Heavenly Father, I have failed in faithfulness. I have failed in holiness. I have failed in the control of my tongue. I have failed in so many areas. And Lord, you know my sin. You know the sin of my heart. You know the sin of my mind. You know the sin of my body and act. Lord, cleanse me by that blood that was set at your mercy seat again. Lord, just forgive my sins. Lord, I ask you to come to me in a special way. Keep me mindful at all times that you want me to be holy and acceptable unto you. Be not conformed to this world, being transformed by the renewing of my mind in your word. And Lord, help me to live in that way that you'd have me to go. Help me to know your specific will. Maybe it's a bus ministry. Maybe it's a Sunday school. Maybe it's something else, Lord, but help me to know your specific will. Maybe it's in increasing my tithe or my offering, should I say. But Lord, whatever it is, if you'll show me, I'll do it. And Lord, I pray asking you to help me, for I know I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, but also to remind me every day when I'm tempted to sin, remind me strongly at that very moment that that is from the devil, that it is a temptation to do the wrong thing. Give me quick recall of your word as it applies to each situation I face. Lord, I want to please thee. In thanksgiving for the great grace and mercy you've shown me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Christian friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, you're just saying an amen with me. When our announcer gives you our web address here to end or our physical address, then take those down. You can email me through the web address, or you can mail me a card or something there through the physical address. But I do want to hear and know if God used this to speak to your heart these last few days. But on the other hand, if you're not sure if you died today, then heaven's your home. If you'll go to my website, centralbaptistocala.org, that's CentralBaptistOcala.org, that is. And look there on the page for the plan of salvation. And my friend, that is there so that if you're not sure you're saved, you're not sure that if you die today, that heaven be your home. I encourage you to listen to it, follow it, and then maybe if you've listened to it, you hear it, you will email it to someone else that they may also hear, someone you think is unsaved, and ask them as a favor to you to listen to it. And then pray for them as you send out that email, won't you? But if on the other hand, you're not sure you're saved, please listen to that recording. Would you do it? I hope that you will. Well, I see that my time is up. I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast today. Please ask others to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm.